You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Okay. And we're off and running.
We are.
Good Tuesday morning to you. It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Kind of a misty morning out there.
Rain.
Yeah, in the misty morning. Mm-hmm. There's a song like that.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't remember too well.
Yeah.
50s song, I guess. I don't know. I don't care. But it is misty out there.
It is. It's some light rain and drizzle, and it could change over to some rain-snow mix later today or this evening.
Yeah, people up north are getting it.
Yeah.
And that's why they're up north.
Well, they love it
They
up
get
there.
The snow.
They do.
You wouldn't be up there if you didn't like the snow.
That's right.
But we have not been getting enough snow. And
not the last couple of winters.
Yeah, I know. And we've been watching the snowmobile industry and just collapse in northern Wisconsin.
Right. Yeah, that's a problem.
It really is. It'd be nice to have those snowmobiles around. Maybe climate change will change everything for us and we won't need those mechanical devices. It'll be hot all the time. And
was it two winters ago that they had to truck in snow for the Birkebeiner?
Yes, they did. Yeah, that was awful.
They didn't have to do that last year. They had, I think, enough last year, but
an emergency snowfall.
What was it called? The Birkenbeier?
The Birky, they call it. The Birkebeiner. Birkebeiner.
Birkebeiner.
What is that?
Something like that.
It's a big deal up
north. Do we look like we follow the Birkebeiner?
It's a very festive week of
snowshoe
and snowmobile races.
Cross-country
skiing. Snow this and snow that.
We don't know.
We've never been to it, but it sounds like a good time.
I'll be honest, I have avoided any mention
of
that. I'm not interested in anything like that. I was in a cross-country skiing for about 2 or 3 years. My binding broke, and that was the end of that. I could have bought new skis, I suppose, but I don't know.
You didn't want to.
You know, the thing here is it's like a combination downhill, uphill skiing. And uphill skiing ain't no fun. I mean, there's a way to get uphill, with your skis, but at the same time, you're going downhill on these very narrow skis.
Right.
And it's not easy to maintain your balance or guide them, for that matter.
Mm.
So I had problems with that. I guess I went a little more advanced. We went up to Peninsula Park in Door County.
Oh.
And they have some beautiful, gorgeous trails up there. But they're up and down. And you're going uphill, and it's taking 8 hours to do that. And there's people behind you, and you have to go downhill and try to maintain and do curves. And
what about instead of cross-country skiing, how about downhill skiing?
Some
of that?
No.
I did a little bit of that, a handful of times, and then that was it. I was
it seemed dangerous, didn't
not
it?
Not for me. Yeah.
Well, I do. I've done a little bit of snowboarding myself.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I do. I actually have my own. I have a couple boards actually that I use.
And that's something new. I'm curious about how you handle a big surfboard instead of two of them in order to guide your path. How do you? I know it's you throw your weight one way or another. It's like surfing, but
there was one time, I think it was last year, I got a concussion, and I was like, God. I don't know if I want to do this again.
there's a real sell job right there. Thank you, Don.
Should go up to Cascade Mountain in Portage. Have you been there?
I've heard of it. I've never been there, but
they do a lot of snowboarding up there as well as downhill skiing. I don't know how many runs they have now, but there's quite a few.
Yeah, and all the tracks is always like, you get a diamond, a double diamond. It's like how difficult the track is.
Mm. And they have lots of lighting across all the ski runs.
Yeah.
So you can ski at night. It's cool.
My roommate, he does this thing called slaloming, which is one instead of two. One ski instead of two. I have no clue how he can do that. Mm-hmm. No clue. I can't even get my feet on there. I don't know.
Mm. So snowboarding is like two boards?
It's, no, a snowboard. No, no. It's like a. It's not that long of a board.
It's not
right?
that long. It
so
is
maybe 3 feet.
Yes, it's like a surfboard. You're right. It is kind of like a surfboard.
It is a surfboard.
Yeah, yeah, but a slalom is like a small. It's like a smaller. It's basically one ski. It's
one ski.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay. It's a. It's narrower that sounds, than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Well, we'll see how much snow we get this year, but you know, if you plan any ski trips, let us know.
I'll let you guys.
Were you wearing a helmet when you got the concussion? Or
I
not?
Was, yeah. It was the first trip down the hill, too.
We're not going with what this is guy. Oh, yeah. It was great stuff. Concussion.
Yeah, don't ask us to go along.
I won't then. No, you know, I won't.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
So, anyway, the rest of the weather for today, rain mixed with snow and high about 40, but it's really going to just stay mainly in the upper 30s for today. A little later on, we're going to talk to Amy Horak, find out what to do with your lawns and gardens this time of year, as here comes the snow and here comes winter.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask her a question about mulching leaves.
Yeah.
You know, I do that every year. I don't rake them. I don't blow them anymore.
Right.
I did that for a long period of time. I'm thinking, ooh. So I just run over with my lawnmower.
There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with
that? Well, you think it's organic stuff, right? It'll fertilize the soil. But I don't know. You know, sometimes you think, is it just piling up and killing the grass? I'm going to have to ask.
We'll ask Amy when she gets in here.
Yeah. You know, I thought I had it down. You know, when I was raking, you kind of rake the leaves when it's moist, you know, and then that makes the leaves so much easier to handle and rake up. And then after that, I thought, well, that's cool, but how about something else, you know? And I thought the dumbest device ever is a leaf blower. I made fun of it. Let me say, I made fun of that at Q106. That would have been 1980. And they just had come out at that time.
Oh,
and
it was brand new.
I made a bogus commercial about leaf blowers. I thought, wow, this is the dumbest device ever.
Yeah.
You know, just blowing leaves. but then, you know, I thought, well, I'm going to buy one. And I tried it. It's wonderful. You know, it's just,
it's
a lot of fun. You go out there, but you end up working an awful lot. You're blowing leaves one way, and then, you know, maybe the wind itself blows them the other, and then you have to go back, and then you have to circle, and then you kind of, you know, you move all the leaves. It's like herding leaves, and it's just, it's much longer to do that than it is to rake, and that's why I'm mulching my leaves now.
How does the dog take to the leaf blowing? Does the dog enjoy
We don't leaf blow a lot. We leaf blow off the stairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where the leaves.
The outside stairs. Yeah.
So that's about it. You know, and around the patio and around the house, the window wells, stuff like that. But other than that, I really don't need it.
Well, then how do you feel about snow blowing then? Is it the same?
No, you got to snow blow.
You got to snow blow.
Oh, yeah.
It's a must. All right.
Of course, you know, now that they have these battery-operated snowblowers.
Yeah? You want to get one of those.
Yeah, you know, you have to. It's one of those things where when you got the snowblower and it's a powerful, I got a really powerful snowblower. It's got an impeller on the front of it. And a lot of people don't get those. But I went out and said, I got to do a driveway for like three people. So I'm getting this impeller. And it's, you know, a super snowblower. But at the same time, you have to plug it in initially before the season starts, get that motor running, lube it up, and then you're on your way. You can start it in cold weather for snowfall. So you have to kind of prepare all that stuff. But with a battery-operated vehicle, it just starts up. That's it.
There's good to go.
No question.
Yeah.
Just how long that lasts. Snow blowing is a real effort, especially in heavy snow. And it could just deplete that battery very quickly. So anyway, look, I'm just ruminating. I'm thinking back. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. Yes.
Here we go.
My days, snow blowing. I enjoy them.
Okay.
Look, We're doing, you know, we're doing the afternoon show, okay?
Right.
And we're the morning doing this show. One. Well, but just a heads up.
Yeah.
Matt Rothschild will be in tomorrow.
That's right.
He'll correct. Be filling in. Mm-hmm. We can't, we just can't keep doing this.
Oh, I know.
As much as I feel a responsibility, I really love doing this.
Yeah, well,
the show in the morning. I mean, you know,
we're both exhausted. I mean, let's just face it.
That's the problem.
That's it.
We just don't have the endurance.
Well, when you're working early morning and then late in the afternoon, yeah. It's, you know, it yeah. kind of messes up your whole day. And
then we have all these meetings in between, you know, when okay. we would normally be napping. Right. You know, we do take a nap, you know.
Well, I think it was after 5 o'clock yesterday. You were leaving the station,
yeah.
And I was talking to you, John, and you were wobbling your feet. You're like, "Oh man, I have to work tomorrow morning." Oh man, get some sleep, man.
I know. I was exhausted.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. You know, we got a lot of reaction to the show in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was great to hear from everybody.
And yes, yeah. and it was really, really a lot of fun. But holy mm-hmm. mackerel, that extra third hour. did you see?
Oh, yeah. You know, I get out the tiny violins for us.
I have to say this, though. This is, it was very funny. Anne saw a picture of Pete Schwabba.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And he's like bent
over.
He's
taking a knee.
Yeah.
Right outside of the studio.
Yes, he is, because he says, "Wow, that third hour."
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Oh, that was really good.
That was good. Hey, our phone lines are open if you want to jump in, 608-879-8255. And, of course, you can always download the Civic Media app and text us there or send us a voice note.
See, I thought it was just us, you know. And then Peter has a picture. And I feel like, oh, man, I wish I had done that. You know, taking a picture and showing us, you know, like falling over in the parking ramp.
Well, we're used to, you know, we're all creatures of habit. You get used to a certain schedule. And then when that schedule gets upended or turned around or you know, added to or anything, changes.
We've been doing morning shows for a long time. You know, it just, you know, once you get into it again, it's really fine. It's just perfect.
It's okay,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now in the afternoon, I love the afternoons.
Yeah.
And this is really a challenge now in having a third hour. And I think we're going to have some, you and I have looked at politics in different ways.
Sure.
You weren't really much into the political part of this thing.
Right.
But you have a bigger picture vision of politics, mm-hmm. just as I do. And I think that's what we're going to explain this afternoon on the program.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And see what and see what other people think about that.
Yeah. All right. That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
We're gonna get the diagrams out and the charts.
I've got the whiteboard ready to go.
Okay, good. Good deal. We'll have our seminar there and okay. Just getting going on a Tuesday morning, 19 minutes past the hour. We'll come back with more of John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX. Stay right here.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You can ask, but... well, let's talk about what's trending here on WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, at least for today.
Mm-hmm.
But first, before we do anything else, we have to talk to Matt in Middleton.
Yes. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. One thing that's trending in America 2025 is people living in their cars because they can't afford rent. Apparently that's fairly common now. But I was calling to ask you what you think about a new direction for the American economy as part of the Democratic message in rebuilding America, is to decentralize as much as possible and have a more locally sourced capitalism, if possible, to kind of decouple or move away from all these monopolizations and the private equity consolidation of retail and all these things.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a way to have you know, more locally sourced materials and resources to go into more small businesses and get away from the Walmarts and the juggernauts.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think they're here to stay, especially now under Trump. They have gained more power than ever before. They're absorbing other companies. I heard a story on the way in about, mm-hmm. you know, Warner Brothers maybe being up for sale.
Oh, really?
Paramount might buy it. And
wow.
And oddly, you know, it's being taken in by a billionaire, right? And and then they complain that Netflix is thinking about buying Warner and say, oh, that's too much, that's a monopoly. And I don't know. A billionaire having it, is that not a monopoly? Or, you know, it just, I don't think that's going to happen. But I think you have a really good point, Matt, and that is to rebuild America. Mm-hmm. And because it's being dissembled before us. We're watching everything just go away. Trump was the other day, I saw a speech where he was talking about doing away with regulations.
Mm.
And that would mean that all of the departments that they stripped down, eliminated, those are the departments that had the regulations in them.
Right.
And they got rid of them. And now it's kind of a free market thing. Anything can happen. We'll get ripped off. They'll charge us too much money. No yeah. one will be responsible for yeah. it. No regulations. And that's the kind of thing that we'll be seeing in the next 3 years. And I think it'll have dangerous repercussions for the mega party, mm-hmm. at least. But that means, and I think Matt had this, Republican, they have their agenda. It's rolling out. And it's destroying everything. And it's going to be a bad, bad 3 years. The Democrats better damn well have an alternative plan.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that plan? Why are they not coming up with something, anything? Of course, you know, I complain they should have been on board with universal health care, but they never, ever brought it up. They mm-hmm. just talked about the ACA tax credits.
Well, a lot of it is who is leading the Democratic Party right now. You know, there's yeah. seems to be a split, and it doesn't seem to have any, you know, they're not coming back together again. It seems to be split between the old guard and the new up and comers. And until we have a convention or something, we don't seem to be able to sort it out.
Yeah.
I kind of think they should have a, you know, their own primary convention or some sort of get together. I assume they do once in a while, once a year, have a gathering. To try to figure out a direction, but right now it doesn't seem like anybody's really stepped forward and
it's so weird,
put together
isn't it?
A group of
yeah.
people present a plan.
I mean, it's right in front of us. The whole idea that something's got to happen. There has to be something else to take the place of our crumbling infrastructure, our crumbling economy.
Yeah.
This weird experiment on tariffs. The Democrats have to come up with an alternative. And, you know, as much as I'd like to have health care as one of those alternatives, there's a whole bunch of other things you've got to come up with, too. And that is, you know, restoring these departments
mm-hmm.
to something much better than they were, more efficient, but very, very constructive in what they do, and they try to add to our economy, how they are handled, the rules and regulations pertaining to it, and Congress needs to be a part of that.
Yeah, and part of the other part of the problem is the fire hose of just Trumpism.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Every day, yeah. and it seems like that takes the spotlight every single day. There's more of it,
yeah.
and the Democrats have to react to that instead of, you know, grabbing
coming up
that,
with their own agenda.
Instead of coming up with their own agenda and yeah. grabbing that spotlight and doing the hard work of coming up with a plan. Yeah, it's a tough situation.
It is a really hard yeah. situation to come up with something while everything
while
is happening
chaos.
And we're reacting to it and trying to maintain or at least keep things well. But, you know, they win these arguments. They're going to win the argument of not renewing the tax credits. They're going to win that, and people's premiums are going to go up. A lot of people are going to drop out and not have health insurance anymore. They're not going to worry about it, and they're going to put it in your lap, by the way. The Republicans are going to sit there and make you pay.
Mm.
It's your responsibility. You have all these options now. You have these savings accounts or the high-risk pools. You've got your options. We've given it to you. Yeah. Live with it. That's this
yeah, and
is,
maybe if you go along
life.
With it, you'll get a $2,000 check sometime this
yeah.
year.
Oh, yeah.
A little sugar cookie.
Yes.
To, you know,
yes,
help
it
you
doesn't
out
even
bit.
Cover the copays.
Yeah, right.
So it's a horrible plan.
We'll 29 see. Past the hour, a little light rain to start your Tuesday. When we come back, we'll be getting into Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm.
First up, the Midwest Food and Farm Report with Pam Yonke and her crew. It's John and Gordy on WMDX.
Whew. Boy, it's that was from Civil War.
Oh, yeah, that was
Man,
quite the
that
movie.
Was, very intense stuff. I love that movie. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's great. But this is Idiocracy, a version of it anyway. We have Joe on the line right now. Welcome to the program, Joe. Up early.
Yeah, right. Cue the coffee. She can make it through once the coffee is in hand. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to mention in terms of America and regulations mm-hmm. that some people are starting to understand that the way to deal with Trump is to get on it quickly when he starts making his plans. So as you discussed in your afternoon show, Trump wants to paint the Eisenhower building, a granite building that he doesn't like it gray. He wants it white because it's close to the White House. So it had this big white blob there. And as we discussed, granite is not a substance that does well with painting.
No,
so you kind of create problems. So interestingly, so you opened it up and you realize nobody's believing him anymore about how he's going to take his time and be considerate. So he's just been sued by a group who's mentioning the fact that he's not complying with National Preservation Act and yes. it would do harm to a National Historic Landmark.
Right.
You know, if somebody came with a, you know, graffiti and sprayed it all around, that they would be subject to change. But he can go ahead and do whatever he like. And it was they're mentioning the fact that it's supposed to be left unpainted, and if you paint it, you can trap moisture within the wall system, which accelerates deterioration and causes the masonry to split or crack.
Well,
so
yeah.
then at the in the end, they say the group is Cultural Heritage Partners is suing, and the claim seeks injunctive relief as well as, get this, attorney's fees and costs, which is only reasonable, which means we have to pay again to stop him from doing this stupid, stupid thing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like we constantly have our wallet open. It's like, you know, $40 billion over to Argentina, you know, having to pay for this, having to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Good God, y'all. So I would just say, keep him away, you know, keep away from any business. Make him do some stuff with Tinker Toys or something. There's no cost to it.
I know.
Tinker
How
toys.
Does he have this much time?
There, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Right.
Wow.
Good ideas
yeah.
all there, Joe.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for
keep
that.
Keep him busy. My
wow.
God.
Yeah.
Busy hands are happy hands, I guess. This group suing him for it. Thank gosh somebody stepped in instead of just letting him do this. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, tearing down part of the White House was something else. And he had no approval. It didn't
no.
run it by anybody.
No.
It's like it's his own place. Of course, you know, he's a tenant.
Yeah, it's temporary.
Boy, oh boy, very temporary. You know, bounce yeah. that guy out of here.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, painting the Eisenhower office building is just something else. You know, painting granite.
Maybe they'll put him in a pair of bib overalls and send him out there to do a little painting
maybe,
himself.
Yeah, maybe he can do it
to
himself.
Start it, yeah, just, yeah, you yeah. want it painted? Go ahead and paint it yourself.
Yeah, rent a cherry picker, go out there and get every little corner with your spray paint.
Good luck with all of
there
that.
It is.
Ah, yes.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, watch out.
Look out. Don't.
Tuck to paint that one. There you go. Wow. He's...
Yes.
But, you know, what do you do when you have a maniacal, crazy person like this in place?
Try to keep them occupied
crazy.
Otherwise.
Yeah. 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 I was thinking just, you know, how do we deal with the end result of what's going to happen here? Matt called, and he posted also, he said this, I am thinking post-depression. When all of this really breaks, the answer is to prevent totalitarianism and decentralization in community is the way to go. And I think he's right. You know, mm-hmm. we need to do something very, very profound. And we're not having those discussions.
You think the bubble has to burst first? We have to have some huge cataclysmic event before everything has a chance to start all over again and get normal?
Well, we saw what happened with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay. He started attacking her, calling her a traitor.
Yeah.
And this really profoundly changed her approach to Trump and maybe even her viewpoint in some way, shape, or form. Not totally. I'm not saying that. But I think now she's on the receiving end of it. And a lot of this will depend on people being on the receiving end of the result of what Trump is trying to do to this country. And yes, I think that it's going to be a hard lesson learned by the MAGAs. That's the only way they're going to learn to change something and for the better.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is definitely on the side. She's totally 100% on the side of the victims of the Epstein scandal. And she's not going, that's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So she's with them all the way.
And it personally affected her, her family, healthcare wise. And that's why she's on that. That's why she wanted to extend the tax credits.
Right.
And for whatever reason, it almost seems like suicidal for a political party, but to let those tax credits expire. But it's going to be profound. I mean, the end result is going to be profound, and this will affect a lot of people, MAGAs included, a lot. And that may change their approach to what they think about Trump.
Mm-hmm. We want to update you on the weather. It's 38 degrees. We've got rain showers to start your day. It looks like that rain could change over to rain-snow mix. We'll keep you posted on that. In our next hour, we're going to talk with Amy Horak. She's she's going to talk about landscaping and whatever else
what to do
you
next,
need to do this time of year.
How to prepare for the snowfall and leaving the yard alone, essentially.
She's with David J. Frank and company. Yeah.
I'll be out there in the yard playing with my border collie.
Yeah?
Tramping down the lawn again and making big grooves of dirt.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, if you want to get away for it all for a night, we invite you to the Godfather Green Bay. That's happening at the Atwood Music Hall. This is happening Thursday, December 4th at 7 p.m. And all thanks to Downdrin's Distilling. Our friend Pete Schwabe will be there. He's in this movie. He stars in it. He also directed it and wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
The Godfather of Green Bay, Atwood Music Hall, December 4th. That's a Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Proceeds from the ticket sales, and the tickets are just $10, but some of those proceeds go to the Dane County Humane Society's Pet Food Pantry. So join us. John and Gordy will be there, and Pete Schwabe as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll take some questions from the crowd after the movie, or maybe before the movie, too. I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but, you know, come along with us and have some fun.
Boy, it should be a good time. You know, and seeing the reaction to the crowd for the movie.
It's a funny movie.
It is
quirky.
Really well done.
Yeah,
and the aerial shots were just fantastic, weren't they?
They were.
I mean, it was during autumn, and they have these incredible shots of the woods and the color. Wow!
And you know, we want everybody to wear their Packer gear too, because of Packer Arena is in the movie
a
couple of times. So,
I can't wear my Bears jersey.
Well, you can.
Oh, I can. Okay, right. Maybe
wear whatever you want. But. Do what you want.
Yeah, you can wear that, sure. You know, staring at Facebook, I was looking at Schwab's post.
Yeah.
Doing that third hour is just crazy, you know. It was for us, too. But I also noticed a picture here, a retro thing.
Hmm.
And it is a...
what is it?
Oh, yeah.
The driver's ed machines?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think people remember those.
Not many people remember them. You just go out in the car now, I believe. But this is driver ed.
Yeah, they would have a classroom just set aside for all the driver's ed machines. It's just a little kind of a booth-like thing. And had a fake,
very uncomfortable seat.
Uncomfortable
like a car seat.
You had a seat belt there. and the steering wheel and the gear shift, and then it would have a an accelerator.
It has a dash right there.
A dashboard and an accelerator and a brake on the floor.
Yep.
And the speedometer would move as you hit the gas, and you had headlights and everything.
I wonder who remembers actually using one of these. I do.
Yes.
You know, I was afraid. I was afraid of driving. I did not want to drive. And,
really?
You know, yeah. And I had to take this.
I couldn't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, I'm thinking about this, and I remember specifically. I don't know if they have driver ed in school. Well, they do have driver classes, right?
Do they?
They do. Yes.
Is that what you?
Yes.
But
do they have videos yet? That okay.
No videos. No.
See, we'd get in these booths, and then they'd show a film.
They show a film,
and you pretend to drive.
You have to maneuver, and it would just be insane because I always thought how unfair, because what it does is it takes away your peripheral vision,
right?
So they just have kids jumping out.
From
parked cars.
And right.
But I would have seen that if I were driving, my peripheral vision would have said, I see that kid
right
next to the car, and they're going to jump out in front, and I'm going to be ready for it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they do that
anymore. I thought it was really unfair.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And usually those movies were all torn up, and they've been run 100 times.
100,000 times.
Yeah. So you really couldn't see much.
That's right.
Let's go to the phones. Catherine is on the line this mm-hmm. morning. Oh, here we go.
Oh, God.
Okay. Let's get to Catherine.
Oh, yes.
Good morning, Catherine.
So you're telling me you don't want me to call, is what you're telling me.
No, we do.
We want to
hear from you.
Anytime.
What
you're
you
killing
got?
Me because, Pearson, I've driven with you. Mm. I know how you drive. You took driver's ed is a big question for me. Can't believe
that. He didn't
that.
Say he passed it.
That's right.
I kill a lot of pedestrians. I blamed it on not having peripheral vision on the film. You know,
the film for me was a horror show because do you remember it also said, here's what happens if you don't wear a seatbelt?
Mm.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
That's my big takeaway from that movie.
Yeah.
Was they talked very detailed about it. And the second thing I took away from that thing, and it was a construction office. They brought a construction, one of those, but they have it all construction sites. It's a little mobile office, right?
Mm. Yeah.
That's what they had. And it was testing how fast you can get your foot from the gas to the brake.
Oh, yeah. Right. Your reaction time.
That's hard. Reaction time.
I beat Tom Kiernan. Yeah. Reaction time. Totally beat Tom Kiernan's butt on
wow.
that.
Wow. Excellent. Yes. Excellent. I knew you could. You're still living off of that. I know. It was a challenge. It was a challenge. But going out on the freeway for the very first time, that was just as scary as anything.
Really? Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I got 1 point off on my driver's ed for parallel parking. I still to this day can't parallel park. But everything else, I think I did all right on. And
parallel parking was something. Although I got really good at that.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that too.
But you know what helped? You know what helped my driving? I think it helped.
What?
was go-karting.
Oh,
and,
sure.
What? Riding a forklift.
Oh, yeah, driving the forklift. Yeah, I did that, too.
The forklift thing was just...
We're in a factory.
Yeah. And you did a lot of driving backwards.
Yeah, fun stuff, though. Yeah.
Yeah. And I learned how to drive backwards really well, and I'd freak people out in the car. I had to go on full speed backwards.
Wow.
Yeah, just like in the movies.
Okay.
During those chase scenes, him driving backwards. That was me.
It is 6:48. Hey, give us a call, 608-879-8255. We're back with more of John and Gordy on this Tuesday after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Wow.
608-879-8255. Kurt is on the line here.
See? It works.
Kurt?
Good morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning.
In high school, I was working for a beer distributor, and I drove a Volkswagen. It was manual. And in the warehouse, we'd unload and load the beer trucks for the forklifts. I was pretty damn good on a forklift.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're
proud.
Owner.
We're proud, you know.
Yeah, we're both proud
when
of our
you,
work.
When
on
you
Ford.
Get good on a forklift, you made it, you know,
yeah.
Right, Kurt?
So yeah, definitely. So the owner of the business had to leave for a funeral, and I never backed up the trucks back into the warehouse. You know, they have that button for two different shifts or reverse.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So I'm crawling and the truck's kind of bouncing because it has a really strong clutch pedal. And then he starts yelling at me. He says, back it up. Come on, get it done. And so I let out the clutch more, and all these trucks had fiberglass hoods.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I backed up too fast, hit the brakes, and then the movement of the truck is just enough to really punch the nose of the truck behind me. It totally blew apart the fiberglass hood of the truck.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah.
Did you
take both of his hands and grabbed the top of his head and walked away?
Oh, my God, yes.
Did you lose your job or did you?
I did it. He said to me, he says, I deserve that. I deserve
that. Yes, I shouldn't have taken that chance. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so don't extrapolate and say just because you drive stick car and you're good on a forklift, you can get in, jump in a truck with a totally different clutch mechanism and back it up into a.
Yeah. Into a, yeah, that there is a certain a lack of confidence in your ability to do that anymore. You know, the whole I know, you know, you sit there and you think you can drive anything at that point, right?
Right.
And that I had the same kind of problem with I worked in a bookbindery, and we had all of these slippery pages of magazines stacked up like 6 feet tall, and they're on a pallet. And you have to go very, very slowly. And every once in a while, you make that curve just a little too fast, and they'll just go flying all over the place. And it brings you back down to reality. You're not the best driver in the world on a forklift.
Right. Kurt, thanks for that call. Yeah. Did you have something else to add?
Yeah, can I just share one of the same job? The half barrels were loaded 4x2 with a board on top, and I'm lifting it up into the cooler, and we stack them 5 high into the cooler.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the guy who's got a lot more experience. I said, I don't think this is a good idea that I do this.
Yeah.
And he said, no, stop being a wimp, do it. And I'm lifting it up there. Sure enough, the board cracks, one of the barrels hits the floor, and this is not a lie. The barrel lands square on its side. The bung goes flying out, hits me in the chest.
Oh my God!
And I'm immediately drenched in the entire contents emptied out on me.
Oh, wow!
I had a bruise on the side of my chest, almost the size of a frisbee.
Yeah, lucky you didn't break a rib or something.
Yeah.
Wow,
man, dangerous stuff.
Well, that's bad stuff, Kurt. Well, thanks.
Thanks for that.
Wow.
Yeah, the place I worked at was a China warehouse. So when you dropped a skid, everybody in the factory knew it. And that happened on a fairly regular basis in there.
See, there are a lot of horror stories in driving forklift.
We got Troy on the line.
Troy from Montana.
Troy, go ahead. Good morning.
Yeah, so when I was learning to drive semi, I went to this dog and pony show at WCTC because – Scott Walker was giving away money to the technical colleges. And they stick me in a simulator, which I'd never been in. And I'm driving the truck in the simulator, and all of a sudden I keep hearing this siren for like 2 minutes. And I'm looking all over the place, and I can't see any emergency vehicles, and people are watching me, and nobody else said anything. Finally, somebody comes up to me and says, "You've got your foot on the button for the siren." I could run the siren myself, and I didn't know this.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
So I'm like, where the heck's the fire truck or whatever?
What the hell's going on? Boy, that's must have thought you were crazy, Troy.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't believe none of the other people knew that.
Yeah. You know, us blue-collar people, you know, we go through these kinds of things.
Troy,
you know?
Thanks for that call. Did you ever do any factory work?
No, Tom, the only thing I did was landscape. I did landscape for a time.
That's
tough. I was driving on top of the I was just kind of driving and I was doing my thing.
ATV of some sort?
Yeah, it was kind of like an ATV sort of thing.
Oh, so, really? Okay.
Yeah. It was fun, but I don't want to do it again.
Yeah. Okay. Talking machinery and factory work this morning. Chime in with your stories.
I'll be honest, you know, I think we'll have this discussion in the afternoon as well.
I think so?
It's really interesting. Yeah, we'll get statewide reactions to something like this.
These are the kind of jobs that are being taken over by robots, though, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Some of them, anyway.
A lot of
blue-collar jobs will still be out there.
I think so.
But, you know, I have to say this. It's very insulting to hear MAGAs accuse, you know, the left or liberals or a person like me, you know, and saying that I never worked and not an American and all this other stuff. But, you know, I grew up solidly blue collar in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great experience, a learning experience. I mean, I had every kind of job you could think of and a factory work. And it makes you aware of what other people have to go through.
Yeah, yeah. During my college years, I worked in a couple of different factories and then worked construction one summer. It really, you know, opens your eyes up to, you know, the real world.
Yeah, they don't have a corner on being a blue-collar individual.
Right, yeah. It is 6:59. Coming up in our next hour, Amy Horak will join us, and we've got more big stories headed your way. It's John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.